מסך זאת פרק גיל משנה בייסן תל פרק גיל משנה היי ריחנינה סגן הכהן עם אימר ריחנינה, who was the deputy כהן גדול, says, now to be more precise, סגן הכהן means he was the deputy of כהנים גדולים, of more than one כהן גדול. And the reason for this is because he lived at the end of the period of the second Beis HaMikdash, and at that time the system of Kohanim Gadolim was actually quite corrupt, and the position of being Kohen Gadol was not necessarily taken by the most righteous people, but rather by the person who managed to sort of bribe the local authorities the most. Most of the Kohanim Gadolim then were Tzedukim, people who didn't necessarily believe in all of the Torah Shebaal Peh, and many of these Kohanim Gadolim did not survive the year. The Kohen Gadol had to enter Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur he had to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and if he wasn't worthy, then he would die over there. And because of that, the position of Kohen Gadol was changed very often, and therefore Rechanina was deputy of many Kohanim Gadolim, because the position was changed very often. Be it as it may, Rechanina's Ganon Kanon Oimer, having mispalel b'shem shel Malchus. You should daven for the welfare of the kingdom, of the rulers of the country, even if they are not Jewish. Shel Moli Mera'ah, because were it not for the fear and the awe which people had for the kingdom, for the government, for the law, then Ish Yisrael Chaim Balo. People would end up swallowing each other alive. There would be no law and order, nothing would be calm, there would be havoc, and keeping the people in a civilized fashion, the government is needed for that. And because of that, one should daven, you should pray for the welfare and the peace of the rulers, the king or the government, whatever it may be. Rabbi Chanan and Tarajin says, Shnaim Shiyeshim Vemine and Dere Torah, if two people are sitting together and there is no Torah between them, they're not talking about learning, about Torah learning. Says the Mishnah, Hai Zemesh of Leitzim, this is considered to be a sitting place of fools, of people who don't take things seriously. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Vemesh of Leitzim Leyoshov, this is the first Pasuk in Tehillim, says that he didn't sit in a sitting area of people who don't take things seriously, and the Pasuk goes on to say, Ki im b'toras Hashem Cheftzai, but rather his whole desire was for Torah. Now the Medrash Shmuel, amongst others, take note of the language used by the Mishnah, v'ein b'neihem divrei Torah, that there is no Torah between them. We're even talking about a case where two people are sitting together on the same table, and they're both learning, but they're learning from their own sefer, or in a similar fashion, and they're not talking between them in learning. Even that is something which is criticized, the fact that they are not overflowing and sharing the Torah with each other. That already turns this setting into what is called a Moshav Leitzim. Aval Shlaim Shiyeshim V'yesh B'nein Zerei Torah, but if there are two all sitting together, and the conversation between them is one of Torah, Shechina B'neihem, Hashem's presence is with them. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Oz Zidbo Yira Hashem Ishal Re'eu. Then those who fear Hashem spoke one with each other. V'yakshav Hashem V'yishma, and Hashem listened, and he heard, V'yikosiv Sefer Zikaron Fonov, and a book of remembrance was written in front of him, Le'ir Hashem L'choshiv Shemai, for those who fear Hashem, and think of and consider Hashem's name. Either way, you see that the Pasuk says that when these people spoke amongst each other, that Hashem listened, he was with them, he was right there. Now the Mishnah continues, Eini Ela Shnayim, I only know that this is true, that Hashem's presence rests among people who are learning together. If there are two people and they're talking about learning, then Hashem is with them. To a greater degree than he is always with people. And the Pasuk implies that they'll have reward. So we know this is true with two people, that's what the Pasuk's talking about. But, from where do I know that even one individual who is sitting and learning Torah by himself, that Hashem fixes for him a reward as well? The Pasuk then talking about two people. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, we have another Pasuk which says that somebody will sit alone and be quiet, meaning he'll learn by himself, and yet still, kinot al alav, he will take upon himself reward. And we learn from this Pasuk that even one who is learning by himself gets reward. But it's quite an amazing thing that there is a havamina. It seems to be that the Mishnah it's a chiddush. The Mishnah had a real side, a real option, that somebody who learns by himself won't receive reward. So we say, no, there's a pasuk which teaches us that you do receive reward, but I could have understood not like that. That's how big of a difference there is between learning by yourself and learning and sharing that Torah with others. Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Shimon says, if three people ate on one table, they ate together. Three is the minimum number of people for a zimun. We see that three people eating together is considered to be a real group of people eating together. And they didn't mention any words of Torah on that table when they were eating together. Says the Mishnah, scary thing. It's as if they ate from sacrifices which were offered up for Avodah Zarah, for idolatry. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Ki kol shulchanos moleu kitzoyah. Because all of the tables were full of sort of vomit and filth. This is a reference to Avodah Zarah. Bli mokaim, which the Mishnah is understanding to mean without mokaim. Mokaim is the name of Hashem. So a table without a mention of Hashem or Torah is considered to be like a table on which Avodah Zarah sacrifices were eaten. But three people who ate on one table, they ate at the same place, and they did say different words of Torah between them. It's as if they ate from the table of Hashem, as it were. Meaning, from the Mizbeach. If you speak words of Torah, then you sanctify the entire table as if it's considered like a Mizbeach. As if you're eating korbonos. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vaydaber Elai Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. And he spoke to me and said that this is the table which is in front of Hashem. We see that one can elevate physical activities to such a degree that if he joins together, he combines with the physical act of eating a meal, he combines with that Torah. And speaking about more holy spiritual matters, that can turn his entire table into a sort of mizbeach. And there is some comparison to one who is eating korbanos even. The entire meal becomes something holy. Mishnah Dalet, Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinai says, Haner balaylo, one who remains awake late at night, but is not involved in learning Torah, but he's spending many hours at night doing other things. And one who goes on a path by himself, he walks by himself. And he's just walking for quite a distance without thinking about Torah or spiritual matters. And one who allows his heart to think about anything, meaning he's daydreaming for a significant amount of time, and just not thinking about anything of purpose. These three people, says the Mishnah, Ha'ezim Ischayv ben Nafshay, he becomes liable with his life, because he is not only passively, but he is actively being Mevatel Torah. It's not just about the fact that there is a certain amount of time which he's not learning Torah, but rather, in a more active way, he is sort of driving Torah out of his mind. The night time when people are no longer busy doing their work, that is the time to be spent learning Torah. If you keep yourself awake for a long time, but you're just doing other things, getting distracted, not learning Torah, you're sort of directly, actively driving Torah out of your mind. And when you're by yourself, free to think, if you're just thinking about other things which have no purpose, then this is also an active way of driving Torah out of your mind, and for that one becomes liable with his life to a certain extent. Mishnah Hey, Ben Chunya ben Akona, Omer ben Chunya ben Akona says, Kol Makabel Alav El Torah, anybody who accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, the burden of learning Torah, with all of his might, spending all of his time learning Torah, toiling in Torah, Ma'avir Menu El Ma'azol Derech Eretz, Hashem will pass from him, he'll direct away from him the burden and yoke of the kingdom, having to pay taxes and doing other things for the government, Vol Derech Eretz, and Hashem will also take away from him the need to make a living. One who really accepts upon himself the burden of Torah, and he makes that decision that I'm only interested and I'm only going to spend my powers and my strength learning Torah, Hashem will make sure that he's provided for. This is a promise from the Mishnah. It's an amazing thing. On the other hand, anybody who takes off the burden of Torah and he enters into the world of physical pursuits, material pursuits of making a living instead of learning Torah, Hashem will indeed place upon him the burden of the government will require things from him and he'll need to make a living. once he enters into the regular physical way of living, so Hashem will indeed allow the natural way of the world working to apply to him, and he'll no longer have necessarily that siyata deshmaya, that special help from above, to have his life led by Hashem on a slightly different level, sort of a bit of above nature, where Hashem will make sure that he won't need to be distracted and he won't need to make a living because he'll be provided for. One who really accepts upon himself the burden of Torah and says to Hashem, I have betach and I have trust that you will provide for me so that I'm able to spend my days learning Torah, says Rabbi Nachman ben Akana. He's got nothing to worry about. Hashem will indeed provide for him, even though according to the natural way of the world, it could be it doesn't make sense. But this is the way that Hashem runs the world.